The Zone with Jonathan Hutton, Chad Withrow, and Paul Kuharski. This is the Midday 180 served up by Wendy's on 104.5 The Zone.
Glad you're with us. Midday 180 here on 104.5 The Zone. With Chad Withrow, I'm Jonathan Hutton. Paul Kuharski on his way to the Titans practice facility. Locker cleanout day. It's happening today. The final press conference, putting a bow on the season, and a season in review presser with Mike Vrabel. That's coming up today at 2:30. 3HL will carry that presser live. Ryan Mudd in for David Reed. Condolences to David and his family on the passing of his father, Fred. The service is held this morning. Again, thoughts with David and Lindsay and his entire family. And our thoughts with the family of David Clymer. We were sad to learn about the passing of the legendary Tennessean sports columnist. Great columnist, even better person, and was very consistent and honest day to day, both professionally and as a friend, both a friend of the media or a personal friend to so many. And sports fans were very fortunate to have him at the Tennessean as Nashville became a major league city. And Paul is on by phone with us as we just give some general thoughts and remember David Clymer to kick off the final hour of today's show. Paul, we learned that he was diagnosed with cancer, and it didn't take long, and cancer sucks. And when I found out yesterday that he had passed, it was a sad moment to hear.
Yeah, surprising that it was as fast as it was from what those of us that were in the text circle that we were with him knew. He was in good spirits from the tone of what he told us, and either it accelerated much more quickly than he anticipated, or he was not being revealing things in full. Which obviously would be his prerogative, and wouldn't have surprised me knowing Dave. So, you know, he texted us, initially about the diagnosis, which kind of creeped out, and then he was kind of apologetic that we learned about it the way we did. I was texting with him about a Springsteen movie, Blinded by the Light. And then we got a big text from him right after Christmas, where he said he was going to be back in Nashville. He had retired to his favorite place on the coast of South Carolina, that he was coming back to Nashville and starting treatments right after the new year, and that they were optimistic. So I guess you can't win in that battle.
David Clymer was one of the first guys that when I started working at 104.5 The Zone that I knew growing up just by reading his columns and reading his work with the Tennessean that came to life for me, having a chance to meet him very early on in my career. And I really utilized him as sort of a mentor in many ways about how to work at all in this profession. I would just pick his brain constantly. He was always so quick to give some advice if you asked for it. He wouldn't offer it up if you didn't. He was great to talk about any sports team in this state. You know, it was always he had some anecdote, some story about covering just about everything in the state of Tennessee, which was always amazing to hear him talk and tell stories. And just, Paul, hearing you describe him and people that knew him even better than me, just such a great friend to so many people. And I'll always remember David Clymer. He is a Tennessee sports media legend. He was an even better guy, and there's no forgetting David Clymer for those that read him and especially those that knew him in any way.
Well, he and I obviously came from vastly different places when I got here, and I was hardly the first brash outsider that he dealt with. You've probably heard Jeff Perlman, who was surprisingly brasher than I was because he was younger and less polished when he got here as an intern. But so David and I probably, you know, worked at arm's length initially. You know, the Tennessean was a place when I got here where the sports guys worked in the office. And I was one of the newcomers that came in, and today there are no stories in the office here. I'm not going to sit at a desk in the office. I got to be out where the Titans are. and there are no phone calls I can't make from home, you know, and I'll come in for meetings and to get the mail and stuff like that, but there's nothing for me in here. And so we were kind of working opposite ways. But as time passed, you know, we worked together a lot. The number one thing you want as a beat reporter, which I obviously was in my early years here, is for the columnist not to Bigfoot you or to step on your toes. And that's something you never had to worry about with David Clymer, who was always finding a different angle. At Titans games, he regularly went to the opposing locker room. So you didn't have to worry about him getting the same great quote that you may have gotten from the home team. And he was very easy to write with as a teammate, which made it really easy. And then the better part of that is he was very easy to have a beer with post game and a meal. And we were on a lot of road trips together at a lot of Titans games. And, you know, listen, I'm not looking for any sympathy. Nobody's looking for any sympathy, but you guys know what the road life is like. And we've just had a couple of these road trips where you don't sleep at all. And when you're with teammates and colleagues on the road for those trips, it's a lot easier and a lot more enjoyable when you're with people that you truly like. When you're getting a 5 o'clock wake up call after an hour and a half of sleep and you're trudging out to somebody's rental car or to a cab, and you see faces that you can laugh about stuff with, it's a lot more enjoyable. And David Clymer was one of those guys for me, and I'm proud to be able to say that. And I'm sad that he's gone, and I'm really sad that I didn't make the extra effort to go see him, despite the fact that he was kind of putting it off for later. And so I hope to be at a funeral or a memorial service this week to tell Rebecca Clymer that and to say goodbye in some way, shape, or form. And I'm sad it was so quick. He's far too young. And he would understand that right now I'm going to go talk to this locker room.
Check in with you soon.
Thanks, guys.
PK joining us by phone as he walks into the St. Thomas Sports Park to talk with Titans players as the locker room opens at 1:15. Again, the presser for Vrabel will be at 2:30. Rest in peace, David Clymer, legend. And I remember, and I'll never forget, growing up, the being a sports fan, I didn't care if it was Tennessee, Vandy, Titans, Preds, whatever it may have been, Memphis. The results of the weekend, the sports weekend, prior to social media and everything else, I wanted to know. I wanted to read Clymer's column whenever it was in the Tennessean, because whatever he was saying was the pulse of reaction to whatever big story or storylines had played out that particular weekend or that weekday. And his overall thoughts, whether you agreed or you didn't, you knew it was coming from a very fair place. And the number of contacts that he had and actually getting the chance to meet him and knowing how well-sourced he was with off-the-record information and how trusted he was with some of these people that spoke with him. That's the bar that many in the media try to reach and are unable to. And he set the bar on so many different levels. He was excellent at what he did.
Well, and Paul mentioned the different backgrounds. It couldn't be any more different between him and David Clymer. Part of the reason that we got along so well in the times that we hung out or talked in studio was we have such a similar background. He's from Lebanon High School.
Right.
I went to Mount Juliet, so he would always joke about me being a Mount Juliet Golden Bear. And, of course, Mount Juliet and Lebanon, huge rivals in Wilson County for years and years. In fact, David's older brother, who also passed away way too young, Don Clymer, was my ninth grade physical science teacher at Mount Juliet High School. And I remember the name Clymer when I had him in class, and I finally asked him, are you related to the sports columnist for the Tennessean? And sure enough, he had a funny joke about it and kind of denied it at first and then would admit it that that was, in fact, his younger brother. But a lot of Wilson County connections there with David Clymer as well. And I'll echo what you said. Rest in peace to David Clymer. Condolences to his wife, Rebecca. And so sad to see a guy who was so excited in retirement to go to their beach house down on the South Carolina coast.
Which was their dream.
Yep, and then to have this diagnosis too young for David Clymer, and we certainly remember him, and legend is the right way to describe him in this city.
I mean, you know, he was one of the guys, Chad, that we would reach out to even in his retirement because we wanted to hear his voice and have him on,
yes,
on certain days. We'd spend an hour with him by phone. Or if he were coming to town, we'd have him in studio.
And he was always great.
Excellent. Here's to David Clymer. And thanks to those who are listening to that tribute as we kick off the 1 o'clock hour. A lot to discuss. We understand that. But wanted to spend some time giving some thoughts and reminiscing a bit on what a great man David Clymer was. Coming up, back to the phones. Ralph in Houston will lead us off, but you can also join us because we are wide open for the remainder of the show. Rapid fire phones. Titans, Chiefs, yesterday. Titans fall in the AFC Championship game. Time for you to react with us. Let's go rapid fire. 615-737-1045, our number. Midday 180 here on 104.5 The Zone. A Moment's Peace Salon and Day Spa. That's the place to turn for the one or ones you love because they have something for everyone at A Moment's Peace.
There's one game left to be played, but for many people out there, your football season is over. With the Titans loss yesterday, you've put in a long season.
Time for you to start playing games and go to A Moment's Peace.
That's right. Game time is now over. Maybe travel time is over for you. You need relaxation. You need A Moment's Peace. Maybe it's the gift to your wife saying, hey, sorry I've been gone so much. Here's a gift card to A Moment's Peace Salon and Day Spa. What's great about A Moment's Peace and why we love going there so much, one gift card says so much and it gets you so much because there are so many different services to choose from.
Massages, manicures, pedicures, facials, salon and boutique specials, and much, much more. Give her the ultimate spa experience. She wants it. She needs it. She'll love you for it. It's hassle-free. You can take it from me and Chad. You can't screw this up. And you can be creative. Choose the couples massage. Set up a spa day for her and her friend, her and her mom. She'll look good, feel good. She'll have you to thank for it. 9050 Carruthers Parkway in Franklin is the address for A Moment's Peace Salon and Day Spa. The phone number 615-224-0770. 224-0770. And they are online anytime. You can print off gift certificates of any increment at amomentspeace.com. At Twin.